السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وی کنٹینیوئنگ ود دا بایوگرافی آف سیدنا عثمان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. عثمان رضی اللہ عنہ سیڈ بائی اللہ وی وے ود نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ویدر نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واز آن سفر ویدر ہی واز حضر ان ادر ورڈز ویدر ہی واز ٹریولنگ ویدر ہی واز ایٹ ہوم. We experienced both situations with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit our sick ones. Somebody is not well. You know, sometimes we think we're so busy. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took out time for everything. Even went to visit the sick. He attended our janazas. He would go out in jihad with us. And he would share with us when it was lean times, meaning difficult times. He would share with us. And even when everybody had plenty, then too Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to still share with us. His objective of sharing was for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Not only because that one is in need, I must give him. No. For the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. You know, it reminds me of one incident. And this is something we're guilty of. No, Allah, Allah forgive me, give me hidayah. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the author of Ma'riful Quran. Ma'riful Quran was not a tafsir that Mufti Shafi Sahib wrote. When the partition took place between India and Pakistan, so in Pakistan they established a radio station. So now it was a Muslim country now. So they established a Muslim radio station. So they had approached Mufti Shafi Sahib to have a tafsir lesson on that radio station. And then those tafsir lessons were transcribed. And this was made into Ma'riful Quran. Right? So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his sons are now Mufti Taqi Sahib, Mufti Rafi, Mona Rafi Usmani Sahib. They are his sons. Right? So one day, one habitual beggar came to the car. Mufti Shafi Sahib was going somewhere now. They called the taxi or something. They're going somewhere. So his sons were with him. They were much younger at the time. And one person who was a habitual beggar, he came to the vehicle and he's begging. So Mufti Shafi Sahib, maybe he only had big notes at the time or something. Allah knows best. But he took out 100 rupees and gave it to him. 100 rupees that time, a lot of money. Right? And now the beggars now, you give them 1 rupee, 2 rupee, send them away, you know. When come the Hadith Sharif, Lukma, Lukmatan, you know, 1 morsel, 2 morsels, they'll carry on. So he gave the person 100 rupees, it's a lot of money. So the sons told him that, Abba, you know this person's weaknesses and all that. Where you give him 100 rupees now? 1, 2 rupees would have been enough for him. Right? And you know what weaknesses he got in him. Like how we say today, you know, they're sniffing glue, they're Unga boys, they this, that. So whatever was that person's weaknesses, he said, you know his weaknesses. But the jawab Mufti Shafi Sahib gave him. He said, you know, imagine if Allah Ta'ala had to look at our conditions and determine our rozi accordingly. In other words, if Allah Pak had to look at our gunas and say, no, this one is a big gunegar, so I'm not giving him rozi. He mustn't have food to eat today. That one day, he didn't commit guna today, so he'll get some rozi today. You see, imagine if Allah Ta'ala had to determine our rozi by our condition. That's why I gave him 100 rupees. His condition is between him and Allah Pak. He's in need. For the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, I gave him. Finish. So, Uthman radiallahu anhu is saying that Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether we were in constrained circumstances, whether we were in khushhal circumstances, we had enough to. In all circumstances, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would still share with us. There are people who want to remind me of his sunnah. Who's saying Uthman ibn Affan? Saying there are people who want to remind me of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when probably none of them even saw him. So we are with him. We know what was, how he was, and we are acting in the same way. Now there are people who are coming to tell me, reminding me about the sunnah, they didn't even see him. Sayings that became well known among the people. That means the malfuzat of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. Uthman radiallahu anhu said, if our hearts were truly pure, we would never have our fill of the words of our Rabb. In other words, we'll never get tired of reading Quran Sharif. We'll never get tired of studying the deen of Allah Ta'ala if our hearts were truly pure. The only reason we get tired and all that is because there's lack of purity in the heart. You see, to understand it, you take a person who is fit, healthy. He got no cholesterol, he's fit, he's healthy, right? He exercises. Now tell him to run from here to the dam. He'll ask you how many times. He can run to the dam, come back, he says, must run again, go again and come, no problem for him. Now take an unfit person, got cholesterol, one, two arteries are getting blocked and all that. Now tell him to run. He'll come till the driveway gate. He's already panting. He's feeling tired. He may reach the corner there. He say, I don't think I can make it. Why? Because his physical health is not right. So he can't push himself. So this is what Uthman radiallahu anhu is saying. That because our spiritual heart is not right, that's why we get tired in ibadat. If the spiritual heart was right, it was pure, you'll be able to push yourself. You'll be able to push yourself. The second malfuz, no one conceals something in his heart, but Allah Ta'ala causes it to be seen on his face or in a slip of the tongue. Now, this is both ways, good and bad. See, one sahabi who took part in the battle, where they had to tie their toes and their feet, they had to tear their clothing and tie their feet because their feet was getting injured, it was bleeding, some of them the nails came out. So in his old age he mentioned this thing. He was talking about the battle, explaining about the battle, and now the memories came and this thing came out of his mouth. When it came out of his mouth, then he lamented. I don't know why I mentioned this thing. This was between us and Allah Pak. Now I exposed this thing. You see, Allah Pak sometimes makes the good get exposed as encouragement for the next generation. That look at our pious people, how they led their lives. Now, if these things were not exposed, would we have known that Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's granny used to read 40 paras a day in Ramadan Sharif. Now you will think, 40 paras a day? You have no time to do anything else. No. 40 paras plus 70,000 tasbihat. So she had time for tasbihat too, time for dua also, time for everything. Now you think, how they did it now? As a Shaykh used to read 35 paras. And majority of it in Salah. Non-Hafiza woman in the house, 14 to 15 paras. Non-Hafiza. We, if we're reading Taraweeh too, we can't read that para 14, 15 times and all that. And then evil also. The other side is evil. Person is concealing something, some wrong, some evil. Right? All of a sudden, slip of the tongue, he exposes it. Things may be achieved by means of authority that cannot be achieved by means of the Quran Sharif. By right, what you read in the Quran Sharif, you follow. But how many do this? But when some authority is over you, now you comply. So the right thing was, we understand the authority of Allah Ta'ala. So immediately Allah Pak tells us something, we must comply. But we don't. We comply only when there's some authority over us. Jee. Uthman radiallahu anh did not attach much importance to this world. Right? Of which he said, concern with this world, in other words, you're getting attached to the world, you're only discussing these dunyavi things all the time, is darkness in the heart. Concern for the akhirat is noor in the heart. Now, you see this devil called cell phone. Now some people, they pacify themselves. But I got no TikTok. I got no Instagram. I got no Facebook. Right? I'm not involved in all these things. Right? I just check the news. The news is what? The news is what? Now he's checking the news so many times a day, he's checking the news. Because it's at his fingertips. And the way this devil is designed. You see, if you take my phone and you open the news tab, you'll get different news compared to that person, that person, that person. We all got the same phone, we're all using the same server, everything. But I'll get different news, you get different news, you get different news, you get different. How come? You see this devil here, it profiles you. Right? Now, you mustn't do it. Just take my word for it. Because don't spend time on this devil. Say for example, you are looking to purchase a car. Right? You now start searching this site, maybe Auto Trader, cars, we buy cars, or you go into one, two dealer sites, you know what I mean? You're researching cars. You're looking for a car. After that, open your news tab. Adverts of cars will pop up. They profile you, right? If you are a person, you went through the news today, and there was an article, for example, on wildlife. Something about one lion's granny died or something, right? So now, you open the article. Because animals is something that intrigues you. You open the article. After that, whenever you open your news tab, there'll be couple articles on wildlife. Whatever your interests are, that's the articles you'll get. Now, in the old days, you had to go and buy a newspaper. Right? You people never see the Zamana. Almost every stop street robot used to be a man selling the paper. Right? People, when they left home in the morning, they got their 1 rand 20 or their 1 rand 80, depending on the price of the paper, right? In change. But that fellow, he no time to give you change and all that. They got the exact money, they stop at a robot, pay that money, they get pay the money, they get the paper. These people used to stand, all the major robots they stand selling the paper. You don't see it anymore. Why? They kidnapped your brain with the hell phone. Don't need paper anymore. Now, when you read a newspaper, right, or this, now an article that don't interest you, you can't help it now, you bought it, it's there. But you won't read it. So you only read what interests you. So quickly you'll go through the paper and put the thing away, khalas. Now they'll use it to clean the windows. Right? Now you don't know paper to clean the windows. At least some fayda was happening, they were cleaning the windows with the paper. Now what's happening, they profile you. They know what's your interest. So a whole lot of articles you'll get that interests you. So now you end up spending more time. But that fellow prides himself that, see, no, I got no TikTok, I don't do anything, I just check the news now and again. That news is about the dunya. Now your concern becomes the world. And what Usman radiallahu anhu is saying? Darkness. Fade zulmat nahat. Darkness nahat. The newspaper don't tell you anything about akhirat. Only about dunya. Newspaper only talk about dunya. And half of it is lies. If not three quarter. Next malfuz. It is sufficient for you that the one who envies you is distressed at the time of your joy. What's the meaning of this? What is Usman radiallahu anhu telling us in this malfuz? He's telling us that, see, don't worry about taking revenge from those people who envy you, who don't like you, they're making stories about you. Why are you breaking your head? You just carry on. What's sufficient for you is, they burning in their own jealousy, isn't it? You carrying on, you doing your work, so you are happy with your life, with Allah Pak, and you carrying on. This causes them distress. So that's enough for you. But that mustn't be your intention. That you want to do this good deed to distress them. No, then your ikhlas is gone. What he's saying is, don't worry about enemies. Don't worry about enemies. You just carry on your path. And Uthman radiallahu anhu is tajrube ki baat. Because the amount of enemies he had, people who turned against him in his zamana, right, he knows what he's talking about. Now you're going to worry about each enemy, you need to silence this one, why that one spoke about me, I need to clarify that, why this one said this, no, why he don't like me, I need to sort that. Bhai, you won't have no time to do your own things, isn't it? So you just concentrate on your work and carry on. Enemies, don't worry about them, don't worry about taking revenge and all that, you just carry on doing your work. Your progress is enough distress to them. So don't concern yourself about them. Next malfuz, during the days of turmoil, this was the days before his shahadat, when they had surrounded his house and all that. He said, I ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness if I have done wrong. If I wronged the people, and that's why they turning against me like this, I ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Right? And I have already forgiven if I have been wronged by them. If they have wronged me, I have forgiven them. If I have wronged them, they don't want to forgive me. They want to fight with me. So if I have wronged them, I'm asking Allah Ta'ala to forgive me. If they wronged me, I forgive. This is a clean heart. Clean heart. Next malfuz. Everything has something to undermine it. Right? And every blessing has something to diminish it. That's the life of the dunya. The life of the world is like that. In the world, if you got good health today, sickness is to follow tomorrow. If you got wealth today, poverty is to follow tomorrow. If it's nice sunny weather today, tomorrow is rain. The gardens are lush. Just now it's going to be dry. The thing that undermines deen and diminishes this ni'mat is those who criticize a lot and those who stab in the back. People who, the only thing they want, you know, you get certain people. They go for a bayan. They come out, they're lighting the cigarette in the parking lot. Hey, Who they call you to give bayan midnight? Hey, putting you up to sleep, man. Other fellow, hey, this one only shouts. No lessons they take. Then they'll talk about one old imam that they had. Amen. That morana, he could give a bayan. But he, bichara, was telling them from that time, read your five-time namaz, read. The man still never become a namazi. But now he'll talk about that morana. Hey, no, that was a good morana, man. Hey, he used to give a nice bayan. So they just want to be entertained by a nice talk and criticize. But don't take no lessons. Don't bring about any change in my life. Right? So their deen keeps diminishing. Because all they want to do is be a critic. That's all. And stab in the back. Lot of people, by today, you know, they say, keep your friends close. Keep your enemies even closer. Keep your enemies even closer. You see, today, you mustn't have too many associates. There's very little ikhlas left in the world. People smile in front of you. Behind you, they're stabbing. This happened even in dini circles. There's jealousy, there's hasad. People don't want to see another person progress. So don't think that everybody is happy about me. Quietly carry on, do your kaam for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. A person will be associating with you, in front of you, he'll be smiling, showing you teeth, advertising for Colgate and everything. Right? Behind you, he's stabbing you in the back. They show you what you want to see. They conceal what you dislike. They are wicked like ostriches. This one said, they are wicked like ostriches. So, today there's no friends. I don't know why he uses ostriches. There may have been something amongst the Arabs, how they viewed an ostrich, but I don't know, right, why he used the ostriches, right? But the point here is that don't think that one is my dost. That one is my friend. There's no friendships. Okay? Yes, you be good with everybody. You show good akhlaq with everybody. But don't ever think, no, I can have hope in this person, he'll come to my assistance. That person, he'll never let me down. No. The day you're in a problem, and if your adat is to look around, when you turn around, nobody will be there. Your adat must always be, you turn to Allah Ta'ala, he's always there. Allah Ta'ala is always there for you. Don't have hopes in people. Whatever you do in your life, never have hopes in people. Not in your wife, not in your children, not in anyone. Don't have hopes in anybody. Don't think, no, my son, now he'll stand with me. No, don't have hopes in anyone. You have hopes only in Allah Ta'ala. When Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anh came with the news of the conquest of North Africa, this is why you find many of the North African countries, even coming a little more down, a lot of those countries became Arabic speaking. Because Sahaba and Anum, they went and conquered these places. When they conquered a place, they didn't now become like those people. They influenced the culture of that place to such a degree that they changed the national language. The people of that place started talking the language of Islam. So when Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu came with the news of the conquest of North Africa, Uthman radiallahu anhu told him to stand up and give a khutbah. When he finished giving the khutbah, Uthman radiallahu anhu said, marry women for what their fathers and brothers are. For I have not seen any of the sons of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu who are more like him than this one. The mother of Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu was who? Hazrat Asma radiallahu anhu, who is the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So, what Uthman radiallahu anhu is saying, is that marry woman, because obviously, if you're looking to get married, a man is looking to get married, he can't know how that lady's mother is, the girl that he wants to marry. Can he know the sifat of her mother? Because it's not mahram, isn't it? Can he know the sifat of her sisters? Can he know the sifat of her aunties and all that? He can't know, right? So now what you must do is look at the men folk of that family. This is what Usman Radhiallahu Anhu is saying. Marry women for what their fathers and brothers are. So if you see the brother of that girl, no, he's honest, he's a namazi, he's courageous, right? Outwardly he seems to be a muttaqi, etc. So from there you can take a cue that no, maybe his sister will be the same. You look at the father, he's an upright person, honest person, got good akhlaq, everything. You know, so then the daughter will be the same. Right? So you look at the men, and then you judge the daughter by the men of her family. Right? So this is what he meant, that Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu was brave and courageous and akhlaq like his grandfather, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So he's saying, look at the men and then choose, marry the woman by looking at the men. You don't have to go study the woman because they are ajnabiya, they're strangers. So study the men, look at the men, and from there you'll gauge what type of sifat the people of this family will have. But in today's time, it don't work like this. I'm not saying the words of Usman are wrong. In an ideal society, this is how it works. Today, why it don't work like this? Because the parents, they are not the influencers of the child. From the time the child is 4 years old, the child is gone grade RR, then grade R, then grade 1. Then the next 12 years come out, Mr. Mudli, Mrs. Pillai, Mr. Dingan, Mr. this one, they making the tarbiyat of that child. Right? So now you've got 5 children in that house, they're all different. But that one went to this school, that one went to that school, that one went here. Right? So the children never, the parents didn't bring the children up. The children didn't have an opportunity to observe the parents and soak in the sifat of the parents. They soaked in Pillai and Mudli and Dingan and all those people. Right? Then in their free time, they on the hell phone. So they soaking in Tate. What's the first name? Tate. They're soaking in Tate now. They're reading all his tweets and whatever he's saying. But now, that became their role model. Then they're soaking in some blogger. Right? So that became their role model. So all that is in there. So all the children, you look at them all different. Different mizaj, different temperament. You look at the brother, hey, this fellow, no, mashallah, man, he was in Jamaat, he studied in Darul Uloom, everything. Now you think, okay, must be pious, let me go marry this girl. You marry this girl, she's sitting on Netflix all day, she's making her hair look like some kafira from somewhere. She's putting black thing on her nails. You think, now what? I looked at the brother, what happened here now? Because they're all different now. Because the influence, you see. But if they were confined to the home, they were brought up in the home, the father is teaching the son the life skills. He's working with his father, whatever occupation the father is in. There's no school and varsity and all that, man. Sahaba Nonum, they were all successful without the school and varsity. I'm talking about in that time now. So the sons, they worked with the father, right? So the father taught the son the life skills. The father taught the son principles. Right? Every time they went to do something, father taught the son principles. Different, you know, like respect, how to respect, adab, how to do this, what to do. All the father taught the son. Now sometimes the son gets irritated too, right? But everything is there. And if you don't go there with one shot, it will go inside there. It's all inside. Right? He comes home, His mother teaches him certain things, right? So those are his influences. He's not influenced by the outside. Now his sister is also influenced by the same people. Right? So now this brother and sister, the apple don't fall very far from the tree. Right? So they will all be, because they're from the same tree, and they are influenced by the same parents. So now if you look at the father, you look at the brother, you'll know more or less, okay, the sister, how she'll be. What Maisha, I think, Ghaliban Maisha, Nana, what she said? I haven't found anyone that's more closer to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the manner of speech, in the manner of walking, in the akhlaq, than Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. There's nobody else more closer to him. Because that was her influencer, right? She grew up under the wing of her father. She was very young when her mother passed away. So her role model was her father. The other children were already big. She was the youngest. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's why he gave her extra time, extra, because she was the youngest. The others were already big. So Maisha non, I didn't find anyone more closer in resemblance to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. Even her walk was in resemblance to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, children that are close with their father. Now you people are young, right? Now we observe the father, right? You know, when we see the son, you'll see how the son sits, how he talks, how he does things. You can see his father in him. You see, you look at him, it's a mirror image of his father. That's if his father was his influencer. But today, no one does a good deed, but Allah Ta'ala will make it show on him. Even if he hides it, Allah will make it show on him. If not in the dunya, in the akhirat. The believer has five types of fear. First is that Allah Ta'ala can take my iman away. This iman is a gift from Allah. Allah can take it away. That's his first main fear, that my iman mustn't go. Ask ourselves, do I think of it even once in the day? That my iman mustn't go. Is it a fear to me? Number two, the Kiram and Katibin, the recording malaika, they may write something that will expose me on the day of Qiyamah. I think I'm ducking, I get exposed on the day of Qiyamah in front of the whole makhluk. Number third, Shaitan may cause my deeds to become invalid. How? I'm doing this good deed, that good deed, that good deed. Now I mean may rebirth of somebody. Falas, lost everything, God. Invalid. I'm doing this good deed, this, now the ustad saying, hey, very sharp student that, yeah, he reads very well. This, now, takabur came in me. Finish, lost everything. Fourth, achanak mot. Achanak mot. Sudden death. The angel of death will just come to me suddenly. I'm in good health. I'm not thinking now I'm going to go. Accident gone. Heart attack gone. Achanak mot. All of a sudden. Because, you see, if you get, Allah save us all, but if a person gets sick, right? Now the doctors tell him, no, your health is deteriorating. He himself, we can see health is deteriorating. Sometimes they may not tell him anything. Hey, all people coming to visit. Hey, even that connection from Cape Town, never see me last 20 years. He too found the time to come visit me. Must be they all thinking I'm going now, right? So now you'll make tawbah, make istighfar. You're sick in the bed. What else are you going to do? Start reading. Sorting out your affairs. You got any qaraz, tell the family about it. Whatever you, so you prepare yourself for your maut. Now you know you're going now. And then you go away like that. People are reading for you, they're making talqeen for you. Somebody is reading Quran Sharif there, and like that, you go away. Unfortunately today they take their sick people, put them in a hospital. They die in a napak state. I don't know why they take the people, put them in a hospital. Allah save us from these hospitals. Today we've gone very lazy, man. We don't want to make any khidmat. The easy thing is just take put in hospital. G. So that is the fourth thing. The fifth thing. Now you see, that, like that way you're getting prepared. So now you're reading, you're staying parked, you're trying to stay in wuzu, you know, all the time. But now, achanak mot. You're not prepared, you don't sort out anything, you're not me. And all of a sudden, just gone. We are so many people, just robbery, shot, gone. Now it's type of shahadat also, but it's achanak mot. Achanak mot, this way you can prepare yourself. The fifth thing is that this dunya will tempt me, right, and distract me from my akhirah. These are the five fears of a mu'min. Golden words of Usman radiallahu anhu. Then Usman radiallahu anhu said, you must remind me of this thing. It's a nice thing for Ramadan Sharif, you know. Usman radiallahu anhu said, I have found sweetness of ibadat in four things. Halawat of ibadat. Time is up. We'll stop there. We'll continue inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.